Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Mr. Humble, at your service. Very excited about having our good friend Shelley Palmer back on the show. Shelley's one of the new members of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top technology experts in the galaxy. He's Fox 5 New York's on-air tech expert. He's the managing director of Advanced Media Ventures Group. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio, including Digital Wisdom, Thought Leadership for a Connected World. And he's our good friend, Shelley Palmer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Shelley, I was with T-Mobile and whatever the companies were before that they acquired over years. I was with them for probably 20 years. Long, long time.
Okay.
And I was happy with the service until the smartphones came out. And a few years ago, they weren't offering the kind of phones I wanted. And so I left them after all those years. I left them and went to Verizon because Verizon had, they had a phone that I wanted, some of the new droids that were coming out. And so so T-Mobile at that point in time had gotten a little bit behind the curve. Where are they now?
Well, T-Mobile actually lost its way, and it happened a few years back. If you remember early on when Paris Hilton was very famous and pre-iPhone, they had the T-Mobile Sidekick, and they were the low-cost provider. They had an urban edge to them. All of the stars in the universe, all of the music stars, all of the film stars, were carrying T-Mobile Sidekicks, and T-Mobile was enjoying this. If you didn't travel a lot, if you lived in an edge city where they actually, or a city or an urban center or an edge city where they had good coverage, you thought they were the awesomest ever because it was a low cost provider.
But I think I remember using my T-Mobile phone in Europe.
Oh, absolutely, because it's GSMA, and it's ours GSM, and there's no, absolutely, but we're talking here domestically, and they really had an identity, and then the iPhone came out, and of course the iPhone went exclusively to AT&T, BlackBerry got very serious during that same time, that was still the height of BlackBerry, and people who were, what usurped T-Mobile for the teens was BlackBerry Messenger, which was a private way to send messages that you didn't have to use social media to get your posse or your entourage to know where you were going to be. Then T-Mobile completely lost its way because people became more mobile in a T-Mobile world, because there was real competition, because they had real smartphones came out there. T-Mobile just didn't have the goods, and they didn't understand in any way who their clients were.
And after 20-something years, they lost me, for example.
Well, Deutsche Telekom does not understand the United States as a phone market, and they are very well aware that they don't understand.
And that's who owns T-Mobile?
Yes, they're owned by Deutsche Telekom. So, look, they are the fourth place provider. They just announced that they're getting the iPhone 5, literally, like the last couple days they just announced it. So they'll be the fourth out of four to deliver the iPhone 5, which is already three generations behind
the
curve.
What are they waiting? You know, what were they waiting on? I mean, what was the problem?
They were waiting on Apple, not the other way around.
Ah.
Apple was just, I promise you, they would have been first in line.
Small business lessons from all this?
There are lots of business lessons from this, and the first, it doesn't matter small or big business, the first teaching moment here is know your customer and don't be talking to yourself about it. Everybody thinks they know their customer, and they go out there and they do, quote, market research, or you talk to someone who owns, like my dad owned a retail store when I was a kid, and if you asked him who his core customers were, he'd tell you it was the professional musicians, you know, the music store, the professional musicians in and around the area. And I used to go there on Saturdays, and I would see one professional musician come in or two and talk to my dad, and the rest were moms trying to rent instruments or get their kids' band instruments replaced. And one day I said to my father, and I probably wasn't even 15 years old, and I said, you know, we don't do much for these people. We're all sort of optimized for all, like, the three guys that come in a day, and the other, like, 150 people have nothing to do with, like, the music business.
Right.
They're just people.
Uh-huh.
What, you know, we're so pro-oriented. Does that make it? And he said, well, people want to be around professional musicians. And I was like, really? I don't know. And I knew nothing at the time. I was 15 years old. I was sitting there. I was dusting guitars.
You smart aleck whippersnapper.
Yeah. I mean, I was literally tuning and dusting guitars. We had hundreds of guitars. My job was to dust them and tune them. So every day.
Did your dad figure it out?
He did, ultimately. And, you know, look, everybody thinks they know their business because they're in it every day. But some of us are so close to what we're doing
we
forget. You forget to just get serious.
Folks, how many times do you hear that repeated on this show over and over and over again by smart people like Shelley Palmer? Know your customer. That's the lesson T-Mobile had to learn. Don't wait that long. Quick break. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.